I was always a snacker. I don't snack now. And if I do want a snack, I'll go make something healthy with some protein in it, with yogurt, but I don't snack at night like I used to. So I'm more satisfied.
This is Mastering Menopause. By using fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, and mindset, you can master your hormones and get your body back. I'm Kathy Cote with Catalyst Fitness and Nutrition. Let's get into it.
Welcome back to Mastering Menopause. So today's going to be a little different. This is a call with Renee, who is a client. We were talking about her experience with the 5-day Menopause Meltdown Challenge. This is a completely free challenge. I will drop the link to that. You're going to hear about her experience that she had with this and her goals and kind of her challenges, where she's at right now. This is actually a sales call, and I'm just going to share a part of that. I think the end is very interesting. I think you're going to get some great insight and maybe identify with Renee as well. The second half of this conversation is actually a follow-up that I had with Renee 10 weeks in. We were talking about her results and her experience working with us one-on-one. So check it out.
What was your experience with the 5-day challenge?
I loved it, actually. I'm inundated with menopause, fitness, people. And I think the 5-day menopause thing, that's what attracted me. And plus, you don't look like you're 30 years old trying to sell me BS.
I appreciate that.
It was refreshing to have, you know, people that were involved interacting. And it was kind of a kickstart for me to get back on track.
Yeah.
Planning, writing my food down, grocery shopping. Me and my husband got into the COVID, we don't give a shit, whirlwind, happy hour every day. And we both keep trying, and you know, we're not each other's best friend when it comes to stuff like that. So, I mean, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, me and him were lifting. Wow, this is kind of cool for an old lady to be able to, you know, build muscle, lift heavy. And then, like I said, you know, things got out of hand, diet went to hell, started losing my muscle. Now I'm looking at it and I'm like, damn, this is sad. What is my problem? I just had my blood work and I'm like, you know, what can I do about the, you know, belly fat and the hot flashes and the, I only sleep 4 hours. She goes, well, it's part of the process, this, that, whatever. And the funny part was, she goes, yes, we should flag your weight, but you're only gaining 5 pounds a year. I'm like, in the last 3 years, I've gained 15 pounds. That's something I'm really upset about, gaining 5 pounds every freaking year. She's like, well, you don't want to raise the flag yet. I'm like, well, when do we raise the flag? When I'm dead and overweight? You know, being skinny is not my goal. Being healthy, again, I'm doing it now because of health. Okay, Renee, enough's enough. You can do this. And the fact that for the last 8 months, I have failed every possible way. I shouldn't say that's pretty harsh, but I just quit. I just quit, period. I'm on Facebook with some of these people. You know, we do a little messenger. So it's kind of nice. And I used to have that community. I've never done macros. I don't even know how that works. Like I said, the 5-day thing really was my Kickstarter. And I just, something clicked with that group. I watched your videos, everything you've emailed. I'm like, okay, this makes sense. You know, sometimes you just need somebody like doink.
As far as macros go, like my approach is just to keep everything simple, right? It does not have to be complicated. We have enough shit going on. We don't need one more thing, right? Any diet that forces you to cut out your favorite foods, yeah, it's going to work, but it's not sustainable. And so I want to enjoy total food freedom and still lose weight easily. And so what we're creating here together is absolutely going to change your life. This is a permanent transformation. This is not a diet. This is going to show you food freedom and make sure that you get unstuck from where you are now. And you won't gain the weight back after you're working with us. You're just going to lose weight week after week without getting stuck at a plateau and without missing out on date nights.
I think this is a good fit based on what you've shared with me, because I need both. I need nutrition guidance and some kind of fitness plan. Yeah, I'm in. I wasn't expecting it to be so high, so I got to think about it for a moment.
Yeah.
Only because we have to put a furnace in. So give me a minute to think about it.
I get it. There's never extra money, right? I get that.
Never, never. So
Well, we always seem to come up with it right when we absolutely need it.
I know.
So what are we? Are we mathing right now?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I might have to push it off a month. That's what sucks though. Yeah, I'm just going to have to push this one off for a month just so I can get my finances back to where they are.
Do you want to wait another month? Or do you want to take advantage of the momentum that you have now?
Well, yeah, it's the dollars. Like I said, I'm not kidding. We have a furnace coming in here on Friday. And I didn't realize furnaces cost like $8,000. But I just got to be careful of my finance right now.
Yeah. What if we did a payment plan?
That's a little easier to chew. I'm going to have to think about it.
Let me just ask you, is it that you think that this wouldn't work or is it a financial issue?
Well, it's definitely not the finance. The thing is, it's up to me to make it happen. So here in my head, I'm like, okay, to pay somebody to tell me what to do. Is that really making sense? Because if I fail, I'm out that money because I failed myself, right?
So this is the second time that this has come up that where you're like, I don't follow through on things. Is that what this is? Is this, it's you? Is it a you problem?
Yeah, it definitely is a you, me problem.
So what's the default? To just do like whatever you want?
No, which is fail, which doesn't work, right? It doesn't work.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is having somebody holding you accountable, we're not going to let you fail. If you miss a check-in, we're like, let's get back in here. What do you do?
All right, do it. Let's do it. Let's do it before I change my mind. Let's do it.
All right. I get the fear, but we're not going to let you fail. We're not going to let that happen.
So that was an interesting conversation with Renee. And you're probably wondering, what happened? I talked to her a couple days ago. She's 10 weeks in now. She's getting fantastic results. And you can hear in her words how it's going. But so far, she's lost 12.5 inches overall, 8.5 inches from her belly area. You're going to hear us talk about that. You can see her pictures. I'm going to put this video up on YouTube, but I will also do a post about Renee too. So you can see that on Facebook or Instagram, wherever you follow me. I should also point out that this is an investment, no doubt about it. And I hear a lot of times, a lot of things come up. A lot of it's financial, thinking that, hey, we need to get new windows or we need to get a new furnace, like Renee was saying, and putting your house over yourself, right? It seems to be a common female trait. I know it's scary to invest in yourself, but I think sometimes women have this scarcity mindset around money, afraid to spend that on themselves, thinking that it's taking away from the family. I get that, but it is also just a faster, more direct way for you to get your results. Can you figure this out on your own? Probably. How long is that going to take? Having somebody with eyeballs on you every single week, giving you the steps that you need to take, holding you accountable, that is the investment. This is life-changing. And I've never had anybody say that they regretted investing in themselves. I think one of the biggest reasons too is fear that this isn't going to work. So I will let Renee speak for herself in her own words. What were the results that Renee got by taking that leap and investing in herself?
I'll tell you, I've never been a breakfast person. Never until I started this process with you. I was angry, cranky, tired, you name it. It's like, all it was is because I didn't eat a 600 calorie, whatever protein breakfast. I was always a snacker. I don't snack now. And if I do want a snack, I'll go make something healthy with some protein in it, with yogurt, but I don't snack at night like I used to. So I'm more satisfied.
Yeah. So this is a pretty moderate deficit. You know, it's only 200 calories from where you were. You're having that success.
Well, I think the most success came in during my maintenance, honestly, because I starved myself. I tried to live on 1,012 calories. That maintenance made a huge difference.
Oh, for sure. And that's why we do it. We're talking some recomp here for sure.
Yeah. I was a bloated mess. Now, when we look at them, it's like, geez, and that's what I, yeah.
This is some major freaking recom. Look at that tight little belly.
We're getting there. We're getting there. Yeah. There's a girl at work. I was showing her the picture. She's like, "This doesn't even look like you." I go, "Well, that's with no clothes, but yeah." I go, "Just change your calories." She goes, "That's what everyone keeps saying because she's got a coach." She goes, "That's my coach keeps telling me." I'm like, "Dude,
what are you doing?" How we just get in our heads about it, you know? It's like so counterintuitive. We just get stuck in that deficit mindset and that like scarcity mindset. Like I have to just eat very little to lose weight. And then we get stuck.
I mean, personally, it's been lifelong. As long as I've been young, I've always, that's how I did it. You know, I stayed skinny. And then as I got older, it's like, where the heck is this stuff coming from? It blows me away that, you know, eating 2000 calories, you see results. So I'm okay with it. The process is working, babe. The process is working. So, yeah. And, you know, and it's funny now, my biggest goal is, okay, yeah, you know, pounds, that's fine. Whatever happens, scale wise. Now I just want, you know, I've got definitions in the arm. I want definition in my back. I want the muscles to start popping. I want a little more definition booty. So, you know, so that's like, okay, that's my next 4 weeks. Let's start to see more definition, the belly, the arms, the back.
I love that. Like when people come in, they're like, yeah, I just want to lose like 10, 15 pounds. You know, I just want to feel good. And then it's like, then goals change. Like, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, because granted, I mean, I'm going to lose pounds, but I'm also going to, if I gain, you know, it in muscle, your body image is totally different. Yeah. So, and yeah. I'm okay with that. I think women that are cut are beautiful. I did the 5-day thing, and then it took me another week to argue with myself to do it. And it was, again, mind, you know, opens up your brain to other things. My conversation with you actually is what kicked me into doing it because I was hemming and hawing about it. I don't want to pay this kind of money just to fail. And you're like, well, what the fuck are you going to do? And I'm like, oh, okay. So once I got your websites and your menus, you know, got me really going and planning. I mean, the first 2 weeks wasn't easy because it's really hard to tell your brain, just eat the calories, the protein, like they're telling you, you know? So that I did have that struggle the first 2 weeks, and it shows in my charts. I was all over the place.
No, everybody, I say that on the call, the first 2 weeks is going to be shit show. We expect that. That is what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, by the end there, I'm not kidding. It's a no brainer. I already knew that I have my chicken. So chicken's my go-to, and shrimp, salmon. I love fish. So those are my go-tos. And once I figured that out, it was easy. And I didn't realize, I never concerned myself with the scale, but I didn't recognize it until I did my progress pictures. Mm-hmm. And that was like, damn. I look at myself every day, but I didn't see it.
Yeah. Which is why we can't rely on the scale. We see it in yours as well, you know, the fluctuations, but your pictures, which is why we do that. Measurements are going down. How is it possible that we're eating almost 2000 calories, but our measurements are shrinking? The weight goes kind of up and down a little bit, but then you see the difference in your body composition. It's like, okay, then.
Right. And I mean, granted, I've got energy. I've got, you know, go-to attitude. You know, and like I said, when I first started, I'm like, yeah, this is bullshit. But I'm 100%. I can just see this. It's easier because it's a life change, you know? It's not a diet. My husband wanted to go to Culver's for a milkshake. And I'm like, dude, come on. And he's like, why not? And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fine. I had a chocolate milkshake from Culver's, and all I did is revisited my menu for that day. Yeah. I still had my protein. I still had chicken. I had my eggs, and I still got a chocolate shake in there. Granted, it ate up a lot of my calories, but it doesn't matter. I still did it, and I felt guilty, and then I'm like, dude, I'm looking at my menu. Right. I'm like, I'm okay. You can do this. It's allowed.
Yeah. Very significant changes, especially in the belly area, but we're starting to see those muscles popping, which I'm excited about seeing some definition. You were talking about that, right? Getting that in your back.
Yep,
that's definitely coming. Shoulders. We're seeing a little bit more of a sculpted booty here for sure, but belly's amazing for sure.
I mean, I got the diet part. It's not a diet. It's okay. I'm just eating normal.
Yeah,
that's what I should say. I'm just eating normal, healthy, normal outside of a Culver's chocolate shake. So
And there's nothing wrong with having that. You know, I'm like, hey,
I enjoyed it.
It's part of life. It's enjoyment. It's good for the soul. If you're not hungry, that's a great sign. It means we can go lower, but we don't have to. Okay. So we'll just keep an eye out, see what's going on, and go from there. You're doing amazing. So
Thank you. Thank you for literally that phone conversation of pushing me to do this, because I was arguing with myself, you know, why do I have to pay money to fail? Blah, 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 you know? Yeah. So.
Yeah. I always said, like, what happens if you don't fail?
Right.
All right. Well, keep kicking ass, Renee.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Renee. She's really doing awesome. So if you find yourself frustrated and nothing that you're doing is working and you just want to feel good in your own skin without doing another restrictive diet, then book a call with me. What we're going to do is we're going to focus on your nutrition and your training and show you how you can absolutely shrink your belly and get toned once and for all and never have to worry about gaining the weight back after the diet, because it's not a diet, like Renee said. It is a lifestyle change, and you keep that forever. I will include the link to book a call with me. Hopefully you can find a time that works for you. We are taking clients for the month of May coming up. So, you know, maybe give yourself a Mother's Day treat and just imagine how you can feel this summer, but think beyond summer as well. This is a life change that you are going to take with you. And it's not as hard as some of the things that you're probably already doing right now. So thank you very much for listening. And I do have some great guests coming up next week. I will drop the episode that I did with Danny Matranga about alcohol. It's going to be very interesting. And I will see you next week.